heart, a heart of rains are gonna fall.
We've seen our share of hard rain this week. I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. And Cliff, after all that stormy excitement earlier this week, is that completely behind us now?
Well, let's say the worst is over. Today, another Pacific system is moving through, and so it'll be generally a rainy day, highs in the upper 40s. So nothing great, but nothing torrential. Tomorrow will be a transitional day. There'll be lots of clouds the first half of the day, and there'll even be some showers, but it'll start drying off as we get into the afternoon. But then the payoff comes. On Sunday and Monday, it should be dry. Monday looks particularly dry. I mean, like there's virtually no chance of rain. Maybe a few sprinkles around in the morning on Sunday, but those won't last long. So actually, we'll have two really decent days. The only negative, it'll be a little cooler. Temperatures dropping back into the mid-40s, 45, 46 as for a high on Sunday, maybe a little bit warmer on Monday. So, you know, no big storms, not like this week. I mean, we got torrential rains this week. In the city, some days we've had 1 or 2 inches of rain, and in the mountains, 6 to 8 inches of rain. That's over.
Yeah, 2 inches of rain, you know, that number didn't mean a lot to me in the past, but then hearing that it set a record earlier in the week, and having experienced what 2 inches feels like, 2 inches is quite a bit.
That's right. For the lowlands, 2 inches of rain a day is a lot. And the irony is our roads cannot take it. You know, we normally have fairly light rain here, and all our roads and our drainage is designed to handle that. But when we start getting 2 inches in a day, and we get in the order of a half an inch or even an inch in 6 hours, we start getting flooding around here.
That's an engineering problem, I guess, or maybe we've just overdeveloped or something.
No, I think we've basically designed our roads to handle the normal light precipitation. You know, we have a lot of precipitation, but it generally is not very heavy. And when we start getting these 6 hours amounts that get over a half an inch or so, you know, we start having problems.
Well, last week you described how the final 2 weeks in November are like the wettest two-week period of the year statistically. And ever since then, I've been wondering why. What makes November wetter than December, for example, or January, or even March?
Well, it's not only wetter, it's stormier too. The end of November, the last 2 weeks, by almost any measure, is the most intense of the year here. Heaviest rain per day. This is when we tend to get a lot of windstorms. And the reason for this has to do with the jet stream. During the early fall, the jet stream, that current of strong winds, starts strengthening. And first it's to the north of us, and then as it strengthens, it moves further and further south. You can think of the jet stream as almost like the hose in which the storms follow.
One quick question about that. So the jet stream is coming toward us from where?
Well, the jet stream is a flow of air from the west to the east. But the core of the jet stream tends to be north of us during the early part of the fall.
So it's coming from Asia then?
That's right. So you can think of a strong flow coming from Asia over the North Pacific and then into Canada. And that's what's generally true early in the fall. But as we get into the late October-November period, the jet not only strengthens, but it moves southward towards the equator. And unfortunately, during the end of November, it has our number, that strong current of flow. And the storms that follow it come right in on us. And so that's why we tend to have the most intense wet weather during this time of the year. As we get later in the season, the jet actually tends to move south of us. And the center of it tends to progress down into Oregon and even Northern California. Now, of course, there's some variability, and sometimes the jet will move north into us. But the mean position tends to go south of us during the midwinter, and we tend to dry out a little bit. So that's why the big season around here tends to be end of November.
I see. And then the middle of winter, the wettest spot is southern Oregon, Oregon-California border.
So Oregon tends to get more of the action. And we get a piece of it, but it tends to go south of us. And then it does move northward during the spring, but by that time it tends to be weaker and it's not as stormy. So that's the reason end of November is ground zero for bad weather around here.
I feel enlightened. Thank you, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to a podcast of our weekly conversation at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.